The Mistake, written by K.L. Slater and read by Lucy Price Lewis.
Billy, 16 years earlier. The kite had dive-bombed around here. He knew it. Even though he couldn't see it yet, he felt confident he would find it. It was a perfectly blustery day, the exact reason he and Rose had decided to take the kite for its maiden flight. Slate and silver clouds marbled the powder blue sky, misting the weak sunlight, but taking none of its warmth. But here in the undergrowth, Billy could see none of that. His bare arms felt cool, his forearms prickling as he stumbled over ancient exposed roots that felt like gnarled bones beneath his unsteady feet. Still, Billy bravely ventured further into the dense woodland, beating a pathway through with his trusty stick. He had a good sense of direction. His class teacher had said so last summer when they went on the mini beast hunt, here at Newstead Abbey. And so Billy forged ahead, his inner compass telling him that the kite was definitely around here somewhere. He wanted to show his big sister how grown up he was by recovering the kite and bringing it back to her. If he behaved himself, Rose might take him out again. They hardly ever did stuff together these days. Didn't even play Monopoly or anything. Billy heard a rustling sort of noise behind him. Ceasing the kite hunt for just a moment, he peered into the thick greenery, but he could see nothing. Perhaps it was a fox. Rose would be scared of that, but Billy certainly wasn't. He was 8 years old now, and Dad had said big boys like him weren't scared of bears or wolves, and certainly not foxes. Billy inhaled the cool, damp scent of the earth, batting back the leaves and branches, eagle-eyed and waiting to spot the bright blue and white kite that Rose had bought him for his birthday just a few weeks ago. A snapping branch and more rustling behind him. Billy spun around, brandishing his stick in case a fox was moving in to attack. His eyes caught a shadowy movement, and then a figure stepped out of the foliage towards him. Billy breathed out and frowned. What was he doing here?
I'm looking for my kite, Billy said by way of explaining. I don't need any help.
It would be just like him to take all the glory with Rose. Billy looked up at him and thought how his face looked. Different. Sort of angry. And he hadn't answered him yet or explained why he was there. And yet Billy knew he hadn't done anything wrong. His mouth felt dry and his chest burned.
I've got to get back to Rose now, he said,
turning to run from the bushes. But before he could dodge past him, two strong arms shot out and held him fast. Billy heard the chatter of voices close to them, and he tried to call out, but found he couldn't, because there was a powerful hand clamped over his nose and mouth. He kicked and struggled, but quite soon he couldn't get his breath at all. He heard a crow cawing up ahead, and he thought about his new kite, torn and lost in the undergrowth. Billy strained to pull in breath to his straining lungs through fingers that were wrapped around his nose and mouth like an iron mask. The voices he'd heard before sounded muffled and far away from him now. Slowly, like a fading light switch turning, everything around him went very, very dark.